Now we're told in verse 12, then the band and the captain and officers of the Jews, and here we're to understand this to mean the religious rulers. The nation Israel as a people have actually accepted him at this point, but not rejected him. It's the religious rulers, and the religious rulers were afraid of the people, by the way. And it's the reason our Lord went outside the city to the Garden of Gethsemane. He's laying himself wide open to them now, and he's going forward in his dignity and in his glory. And they took Jesus and they bound him. Now, it wasn't necessary. He's the Lamb that's slain even before the foundation of the world, and he openeth not his mouth. As a sheep before a shearers is dumb, and as a lamb, he's not offering resistance at all. He could have. Now notice this, and this is important to get. And they led him away to Annas first. And only John gives us that. And John apparently was in a position to see something that very few would see in that day. They led him away to Annas first, for he was father-in-law to Caiaphas, which was the high priest that same year. Now, Annas had been high priest, but the question arises, then what is the difference here? Well, the difference is simply this. Caiaphas is the one that the Roman government accepted, but the religious high priest, the head of the religious group, was old Annas. And in my book, friends, and as I've stated in my notes here, he had not only formerly been a high priest, he was for the religious leaders, he was the high priest, and they take him to Annas. And this man is clever and satanic. And he was a politician who knew how to handle Rome, and it's my judgment that it was he who plotted the arrest and the trial of Jesus and the crucifixion of Jesus. Why, the entire trial, as we shall see, was a mockery. But this man, you see his hand back of it all, and he's the one that examined Jesus first. But you'll notice that actually we do not have the details of that, but it was Annas in the background that was directing all of this. Now notice what we have in verse 14, which I think sometimes is again misunderstood. Now, Caiaphas was he which gave counsel to the Jews, that is, to the religious rulers, that it was expedient that one man should die for the people. Now, he had given this because of his position as high priest that was accepted by Rome, and this is a superstitious belief they had that one would die for the people and would protect the nation from Rome. And the reason I think John gives this is to show us that it was already predetermined that the Lord Jesus was to die. They had already decided that, and this was given, and the trial therefore becomes nothing in the world but a mockery.